Yesterday, I was briefed by Ambassador Lighthizer on the state of negotiations about NAFTA. And obviously, I don't have to ask very many questions about Mexico, so we concentrated on Canada. Lighthizer informed me that both the United States and Canada are working hard to resolve a few issues, but he remains very optimistic a final deal can be made. We talked a lot about agriculture, as you'd expect. Dairy, poultry, and eggs remain a sticking point. Canada's supply management system for dairy is a problem. There are also hurdles that remain on the dispute arbitration mechanism, as you know, is Chapter 19. And then that also involves sunset provisions that allow the trade pact to be reviewed every 6 years. I encourage Lighthizer to keep working with Canada. In an ideal world, these negotiations will be concluded by the end of this month. And I think probably know the reason for that. I think there's some feeling that in order to a TPA to be abided by, they need to be done by the end of this month. The administration also announced yesterday that it is moving forward with the implementation of tariffs, $200 billion worth of goods from China. This announcement represents the second tranche of tariffs implementing against China. These tariffs are very concerning to me, but part of a larger objective to change China's behavior related to intellectual property. The sooner China starts to implement changes related to intellectual property, the sooner these tariffs go away. From news media reports and also a little bit in my discussion with Lighthizer, we learned that there might be a delegation of minor Chinese diplomats come this week to Washington to set the stage for meetings between Secretary Mnuchin, Secretary Ross, probably Lighthizer as well, with the vice premier of China, and I don't know how to pronounce his name. But anyway, that gives me some hope that regardless of these tariffs going into effect, that you can have the president's hard-nosed policies at the same time, maybe not discouraging negotiations.
Good morning, Senator. Senator, curious about all the pressure on agriculture right now with this next round of tariffs, likely retaliation, and now only 4 legislative days left to get the farm bill done to help out these guys out there. Any help you see coming their way, any more than that earlier trade mitigation package from USDA?
Well, I don't know how far along the conference committee is on negotiating a compromise between the House and Senate, but that would help a lot. Getting Canada back into NAFTA and getting those negotiations over would help. Talk about negotiations with Europe. They've at least had one initial negotiation process, not much accomplished, but committed to continuing it. And that's setting the stage for a united front of Europe and the United States, or the Europe and North America, fighting, bringing pressure on China. If these things would gel very quickly, I think it would take care of a lot of the problems we got in agriculture right now. On the other hand, don't forget with historic high production of corn and soybeans, you're still going to have prices low, even if this problem's taken care of with tariffs and trade.
On NAFTA, did Mr. Lighthizer say anything about Canada seeming to be willing to make some dairy concessions on market access?
It's tough at this point, very tough.
You kind of addressed this, Senator, but just wondered if you had any update with the Farm Bill negotiations in the conference committee.
I don't have any update, no. And but I do, I could tell you what I observe. I observe Senator Roberts working very hard with fellow conferees. When we have votes, he spends a great deal of time talking to those other eight people that are working with him, both Republican and Democrat, and I see Senator Stabenow doing exactly the same thing. So they're working hard. I don't know whether they're accomplishing anything.
Good morning, Senator. Just kind of following up on that, then have you heard and understood, or has there been any talk yet whether they felt the need of an extension so far?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't dare talk about that. That would slow down negotiations at this point. I'd say they start talking about that the middle of October.
Good morning, Senator. Any word on year-round E15 that you're hearing?
Rumors. And first of all, rumors. But I've had some contact with people within the administration, USDA, EPA, and White House. They're working very hard to get something that can be announced so that we can be sure of E15 12 months out of the year, because once it's announced, then there's a comment period, and then there's a period of consideration of people's point of view. So we may be talking about something, if it was announced today, may be finalized by the first of the year. But it's very necessary to get it done late this year or early next year. So I'm hearing that there's real intense effort to come out with something that can satisfy ethanol. And with two plants closing down in Iowa, you know, I think we're feeling the impact that really E15, 12 months out of the year, would help production throughout the United States, but particularly stem shutdowns of plants.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Chairman. We could go back and talk about all these trade negotiations again. Your briefing with Lighthizer sounds similar to the testimony last week at the Senate Ag Committee, which basically was the administration is working on a bunch of potential agreements. Did Lighthizer give you an idea of when all this would come together or produce something that would affect farmers or the commodity markets? Because NAFTA is months away from approval. Any U.S. EU deal would be 6 months, 9 months into the future. Is there something the administration is saying it's going to deliver something in the near term that will help agriculture?
I can only tell you what I get the impression. It's not based upon things that he said, but it would be reinforced other places I've heard that we either get something by the end of the month that is trilateral, or it'll be a U.S.-Mexico agreement presented to Congress. The fact of the matter is he really can't say anything less than that, or he can't be publicly posturing himself otherwise, because if there's a feeling expressed, let's say, by Senator Chuck Grassley, that, boy, if we don't have a Canadian part of this, there ain't going to be nothing, then that takes away his leverage negotiating with Canada, and we wouldn't want to do that, particularly for dairy and eggs and poultry.
Yes, Senator. I'm wondering, in your various talks with your constituents across Iowa, I'm wondering, do you get any interpretation of perhaps a change in support from farm country as some of these tariffs continue to have an impact?
Not yet. I've been surprised. Even some farmers saying it hurts us the way the president's approaching it, but his goal is worthy.
What about among your colleagues in the Senate? I know this has not been a very popular approach economically with a number of your colleagues.
I haven't heard anything other than what you've heard me say, but I've heard my colleagues talk about the anxiety among farmers. I don't see farmers abandoning Trump because of it. At least I haven't had that impression from my town meetings. And that's what I hear from my colleagues. I don't hear it a lot on one-on-one discussions, but when we have caucuses and meetings of groups of Republicans, that's kind of what's expressed.